You are listening to the Plant-Based Superpower Mom Podcast, a podcast designed for moms seeking to incorporate all components of living a plant-based lifestyle, including food and far beyond. Hello and welcome to another episode of the Plant-Based Superpower Mom Podcast. I am your host, Emily Wood, a registered dietitian, helping moms create more energy, confidence, and connection through the power of holistic plant-based living. If you are looking for more support on making the switch, you can request to join my free Plant-Based Superpower Mom Facebook group by clicking the link in the podcast description. Hello, everyone, and thank you for joining me in another episode of the Plant-Based Superpower Mom Podcast. And I want to go ahead and thank all of you who have been so supportive of this new podcast and continue to listen. It just means so much, and I really just can't thank each and every one of you enough. I wanted to pop in and do this little interlude for this episode because I focus a lot on mindset in the work that I do. And I feel like I haven't talked about that much yet on this podcast. And actually, in the upcoming episodes, I do interview Catherine Conti, who is a yoga instructor and a yoga therapist and a trained stress management specialist with the Dr. Dean Ornish Lifestyle Heart Reversal Program. And we do really get in more detail about the stress and the mindfulness piece, which I think you guys will really enjoy. So stay tuned for that. That should be up and coming in the next couple weeks. But going back to the mindset piece, I just have a little story that I wanted to share. My son was sick yesterday, really high fever, just all stuffed up. The poor thing was burning up and miserable, and I'm getting over a cold myself. And it's a whole new experience because ever since making the transition to a more plant-based lifestyle, my family really doesn't get sick anymore. We just don't deal with illnesses. So I just felt terrible for this poor little guy, and I couldn't imagine if I had to have him, if he was sick all the time. I mean, that would be terrible. And I see a lot of posts from people I know on Facebook whose kids are just sick all the time. And a cold is something that we know, you know, there's no cure for or whatever, but I mean, food is really just so powerful, especially when we're talking about plant-based foods. They are so powerful and they really do help nourish and protect your body in all the right ways. So going back, my poor little guy who was so miserable, I'm just curled up on the couch with him at the end of the day, and I just had this rush of emotions come over me, and tears started filling my eyes. And it was because I just had this rush of just enduring love that it just really swept over me. And when you have children, you probably know what I'm talking about, is that it's really a love that is a different kind of love that you've never felt before after you have kids. And just seeing him just be so miserable just broke my heart. And this surge of love reminded me why I choose to live healthfully and live a more plant-based lifestyle. And that is because I just love them so much. and I do it for them. But it's not just I do it for them. It's I do it for me so that I can be the best version of myself for them. And why I want to be the best version of myself for them is because I want them to know what it feels like to have the energy and feel good in your body every single day by being the example of living a healthy lifestyle and treating your body the way it deserves. Also, to know love and compassion. There's just so much hate in this world. And I want to show my children that there is still love and compassion that will shine through all of this hatred and negativity in this world. And by choosing a whole food plant-based diet, I am being the example of how to, as I mentioned, nourish your body in the right ways, but also at the same time, protect all the very innocent animals in this world and sustain this beautiful environment that's being destructed minute by minute. And that is something that I value so much that I want to pass on to my children. And it's just such a powerful thing. And also just being more connected to my family on a deeper level, because if I feel good and my mind is in the right place and I have a lot of positivity, then it's going to strengthen the connection that I have with my kids, with my husband, with the other people that I care about the most. So all of these are my reasons why I choose every single day to nourish and treat my body in the right ways. And how this plays into mindset is that when we're on a health journey, let's say we decide to go with one of those crazy fad diets that are out there right now. I mean, there's so many. I have clients that are like, yeah, well, I heard about this diet. You know, are you familiar with it? And I'm like, no, I'm not. I can't keep up anymore. So let's say you decide to go with a diet that you saw on the internet that you thought sounded good. And once again, and we're not realizing this yet, because this is the norm. The norm is that these diets focus so much on the physical component. Eat this to get skinny. That is pretty much the gist of what is out there. And I do firmly believe that reaching a healthy, natural body weight is important. And I'll elaborate on that in future episodes. But we're missing so many key components when we're going with these fad diets that are just focusing on the physical. And yes, we all want to look good, and I can totally appreciate that. But you're not going to create that holistic feeling all the way around and those long-lasting physical changes if you're not tying in these other very important key components. And one of those is mindset. And digging a little deeper into mindset, it's really discovering what your big why is for doing what you're doing. Just saying like, yeah, I want to get skinny, that is not powerful enough to make these changes last forever and to make you stick with something that's going to result in making you have this in creating this confidence, this energy, the physical changes that you desire, just having that surface mentality, I'll call it, of just focusing on what the physical results are going to be is not enough. You need to dig down deep and you need to fish out all the reasons on an emotional level why you want to make these changes. So, pulling that apart even more, I know we're doing a lot of dissecting right now, is think about, okay, I want to make a change because. Let's just take an example of I want to make a change to lose weight, because that is just so common with so many of us. But just saying you want to lose weight because you want to fit into a bathing suit or look good in a bathing suit, that's just skimming the surface. I mean, you really have to dig down deep and pull out the emotion that's behind that. And that's when you will find your big why. So why do you want to look good in a bathing suit? How is it affecting the way you're feeling about yourself? How may this be affecting your relationship with your husband if you're not feeling confident and comfortable in your own skin? How might this change your life? How has this maybe been holding you back from doing things that you love, not having this confidence in your body? So when you start thinking about all those other bits and pieces and pulling them up to the surface instead of just focusing on the physical and really focusing on those bits and pieces that create that emotion that's attached to the change that you want, that is how you're going to create desirable, long-lasting change. And feeling that confidence and that connection and that energy every single day for the rest of your life. No more of this cycling back and forth stuff. And that's what I love so, so much about the plant-based lifestyle. And I always use the term, for the most part, I can't say always, but for the most part, I use the term whole food plant-based lifestyle because it is a lifestyle. It is not just about the food. Yes, the food is a huge component of this, but it's not just about the food. When we're talking about whole food plant-based eating, that is one component. And that, if you're serious about making this switch, that leads to these other components that we can grab and pull all together. And those other components are mindset. Clearly, that's what I've been talking about, mindset. So digging deep and staying positive and finding your big why, but also your environmental factors. What are you surrounding yourself with? What kind of energy are you surrounding yourself with? Is it positive support? Is it people who are negative and criticizing you all the time? What is that like, and how can you make changes there? What are some of your social habits? Are you smoking? Are you drinking? Are you going out to eat all the time? What is your physical activity level like? What goes on when you eat a meal? Are you surrounding yourself in a calm environment, actually taking the time to enjoy your meal? Or are you eating it, standing up, running out the door, and not really focusing on what you're doing, and that's eating your meal? And there are so many other components that I won't get into too much detail here because that's not really the point that I wanted to make in this podcast episode. But just really assess. And if you're jumping into the plant-based lifestyle, you will be confronted with all of these other aspects that I encourage you to welcome into this new space of change. But if you are on the fence about maybe some other program, sit back and assess, is this combining all the components that I really need to make this a permanent change in my life? So I don't have to keep worrying about all these issues that have been holding me back from being the best version of myself. So with all that said, if you haven't yet joined my free Facebook group, Plant-Based Superpower Mom, I strongly encourage you to do that, because it's not just focusing on the food. It's not a group where we just talk about recipes for kids. It's a group where the focus is motivation, support, and mindset around making these changes. And yes, if you have questions about recipes, about things pertaining to children, obviously they are more than welcome to be asked in this group as well. I encourage you to be as open as possible in this group. But really, and I hear it time and time again from people that I talk to in the plant-based space, is that finding that support network, your go-to support network, that's going to be guiding you down this path, just full of positivity and helping you along the way, is just so key. I really, really can't stress it enough. So please take a minute, and the link is in the podcast description. It'll be in the episode description. Take a minute and request to join the Plant-Based Superpower Mom Facebook group. Like I said, it's free. I have tons of amazing programs coming out that really you guys are going to love. And I can't wait to share them with you. And also, if you're in that group, you will be the first to know, so that when there's limited spots available, you're in without question. So I'm going to wrap it up there, and remember to join the group. And stay tuned for upcoming episodes. Lots of really amazing interviews still for you guys, especially, like I mentioned, the one with Catherine Conti, which is related to what I'm saying here with mindset and focusing on the mindfulness piece, which is a little bit different than the mindset. And you guys will see for sure when we go through all that with Catherine, how that's a little different, but how it's also so very, very, very important. Thank you so much for listening and for your continued support of this podcast. And I will talk to you guys really soon. Enjoy your week. If you are liking the Plant-Based Superpower Mom podcast, be sure to hit that subscribe button and share with your friends and family.